Well, my name is Joe Donnell from Sisitoa, Wapetua, Oyate, and South Dakota. My Indian name, translated into to English, is Leader Charge. Executive director of an organization called Warrior Circle. Work on inner healing, self-discovery, spiritual foundation, career placement, get past some of the historical trauma.
Oyate wichihaka manikpikte. We shall follow our brothers.
One thing that a lot of people don't want to talk about is traumatic experiences they've gone through. It's kind of taboo to, especially in our communities, to actually speak up about things like sexual abuse. I had a traumatic experience when I was young. I felt like this cloud of oppression came over me. The majority of my drug and alcohol use, wanting to stay high and to stay drunk, was stemming from that, masked the pain from that one experience.
The drum, like the heart, has a beat that gives us life.
And that was my life until the age 24, when I had my spiritual awakening. In my fifth year of the Air Force, and I just, all of a sudden, just felt like giving up on life, started to use drugs. Some of the people I was with got caught, turned me in, and I ended up getting a year in the brig. That was the year I had a power encounter with Jesus. Up to that point, I was rejecting Christianity because of the history of our people. But when that encounter happened to me, I knew that I couldn't deny it. Peace came over my soul for the first time. And I love it that our people are people of vision. And even the name Warrior Circle came as a revelation from God that he was going to gather the people together in a circle, and he was going to heal and mend that which has been broken. We're seeing that happen now on a small scale. It's going to be huge, and it's going to touch, I believe, all of Native America, part of healing this land and even blessing the people that have turned around and been the oppressors, because we're all sick. Forgiveness breaks the chains of the things that happen. So when I chose to forgive the person who hurt me, and I release them, and I turn them over to the Creator, because the Creator can bring the greatest justice, he will take that in his hands and deal with it, and we can release it and let it go. If people's memories of the past are bigger than the future, the past will always control the future. We have to have a future.
Oyate wichihaka manipi.